Chapter 28 to 36. And from there, I went into the middle of the mountain range of the desert. And I saw that it was desolate. But a single place was full of trees and plants. And water was gushing forth from above, flowing like a copious watercourse. Approximately to the northwest, it brought water and dew from all around. From there, I went to another region in the desert, and I departed far to the east of this mountain range. And I saw trees of the field exuding fragrance of frankincense and myrrh. And their trees were like nut trees. And beyond them, I departed far to the east. And I saw another vast region, ravines of water, in which were aromatic cane like reeds. And on the lips of these ravines, I saw the fragrant cinnamon. And beyond these ravines, I was transported eastwards. And I was shown other mountains. And I also saw trees on them, from which flowed the resin called Sturax and Galbanum. And beyond these mountains, I was shown another mountain toward the east of the ends of the earth. And all the trees in it were full of aloes, and it was like the shell of the almond. When an incision is made in these trees, a pleasant odor comes forth from them. When these barks are ground, they are sweeter than any perfume. And beyond these mountains, approximately to their northeastern side, I was shown other mountains, filled with choice nard and aromatic shells and cardamom and pepper. And from there, I was transported to the east of all these mountains, far from them, to the east of the earth. And I was conveyed over the sea of reeds and departed far from it. And I crossed over the darkness far from it. And I passed on to the garden of the righteousness. And from afar, I was shown trees which were more plentiful and larger than these trees, differing from those. Very large, beautiful, and glorious, and magnificent. And I saw the tree of the sensibleness, whose fruit the holy ones eat and learn great sensibleness. The height of that tree is like the fir, but its leaves are like those of the carob, but its fruit is like the clusters of the vine, shining brightly, but its fragrance penetrates far beyond the tree. Then I spoke, "How beautiful is the tree, and how pleasing is its appearance. Then Gabriel, the holy messenger who was with me, answered,
"This is the tree of sensibleness, from which your father of old and your mother of old ate and learned sensibleness. And their eyes were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they were driven from the garden."
And from there, I proceeded to the ends of the earth. And I saw great beasts there, and they each differed from the other. And the birds also differed in their appearance, and their beauty, and their voices. Each differed from the other. And to the east of these beasts, I saw the ends of the earth, on which the heavens rest, and the gates of the heavens open. And I saw how the stars of the heavens come forth. And I counted the gates from which they emerge. And I wrote down all their outlets, one by one, according to their number and their names, according to their conjunction and their position, and their seasons and their months, as Uriel, one of the watchers who was with me, showed me. And he showed me and wrote down for me everything. And he also wrote down their names and their appointed times and their functions. And from there, I was transported to the north, to the ends of the earth. And there, I was shown great and glorious wonders at the ends of the whole earth. And there, I saw three gates of the heavens open in the heavens. From them, the north winds emerge. When they blow, there is cold and hail and hoarfrost and snow and dew and rain. Through one gate, they blow for good. But when they blow through two of the gates, it is with violence and affliction upon the earth, and violently they blow. And from there, I was transported toward the west, to the ends of the earth. And there, I saw three gates of the heavens open, as I had seen in the east. The same number of gates and the same number of outlets. Then, from there, I was transported toward the south, to the ends of the earth. And there, I was shown three gates of the heavens open for the south wind, for dew and rain. And a wind came forth from there. And from there, I was transported toward the east, to the ends of the earth. And there, I was shown three gates of the heavens open toward the east. And above them were small gates. Through each of these small gates pass the stars of the heavens, and they proceed westward on the path which is shown to them. And when I saw, I blessed, and I shall always bless, the Lord of glory, who has wrought great and glorious wonders, that he might show the grandeur of his work to his messengers and to the spirits of the humans, so that they might see the work of his might and glorify the deeds of his hands and bless him forever.